Blog Talk Radio. It is Bonnie Albers on air with my fave girl, Susan Zeech. She's my co-host, and we have a fabulous show for you today. Before I get to my co-host, because I know she just had her ears blown out, I want to tell you that we're so happy you're with us. I'm sorry, you know, Mondays, you know, it gets me so crazy, and I just love
I know.
I
After watching
feel...
you go through your 4 days of withdrawal, Monday is like a sugar high for you.
Oh, absolutely. You're so right, sister. I just can't wait to get into the meat and heart of spirit. And you know, with those Akashic records, I just shiver and shake all over because then that spirit comes right to me. But, Susan, I just want to tell everybody because I know that I'll get too excited, especially when you start with all your initials after your name. I have to tell everybody what our lineup is today. And actually, I want to tell everybody what's going on all week so I don't forget because we have some fabulous guests. Today on our show is Bonnie and Susan, and we have our co-host Kelly. She's in chat. So anybody in chat, please say hello to Kelly. She'll keep you entertained and comfortable. And if you've got any questions for Kelly, she will answer them. Hi, Kelly. And then tomorrow,
Hi, Kelly.
Tomorrow is Susan and I again. We are bringing you those Akashic records with spirit communication. You know I love spirit. I can't wait for them to come. Susan sends them to me, and I grab them out of air. So I hope that your spirits are with me. On Wednesday, we have the fabulous, fabulous astrologer Ron Cole, and we have our very own co-host, the fabulous, awesome Kelly Coulter. She is doing Atlantean life cards, and she is fab. She takes callers and get ready and get in line because she gets a lot of them coming in. But Thursday, where Thursday is our guest day, I will not be here Thursday. So, everybody, I am so sorry. I'm bringing in some guests for you, though, that are just rocking the house. Kelly is going to be our host for Thursday. We have Peg Wolf Jones on. She is an angelic card reader. I could feel her energy and her spirit. She's also a teacher. She'll be doing card readings along with our mermaid, Amy Cavanaugh. She reads mermaid cards. And, of course, you've got Kelly reading her Atlantean cards. I think Kelly's going to hopefully let our angel and our mermaid cards flow because I know she's doing her show the night before or the day before, but you can still get Kelly on Thursday also. So we have a great lineup for you. Hi, Susan!
Hi, Bonnie. You did such an excellent job. You just ran right across. Now I want to remind you, so that you don't stop me in the middle of mine, is that you did not give your credentials and contact information.
Oh, Susan, thank you, because I was just waiting for you to ask. Anyway, I am Bonnie. I am Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN. I'm an LNC. I'm a life coach, and I'm a counselor. But my true love and my real love and my purpose here in life is I am a spirit medium. And again, I'm going to tell you, that's where my heart lies. You can get a hold of me. I have a Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. But you can reach me, and the best, if you want an answer from me, or you want to contact me, please contact me at, it's my email address, balbers714@aol.com. I also have a website, bonniealbers.com. If you're going to leave anything, please leave it on my email. I very rarely get to it. And please go into Blog Talk and like us. Please like us. We love when we hear from you. Kelly kind of keeps me in the loop when I get a message from Blog Talk, so please don't hold it against me if I don't get back to you right away. I love all our new listeners. I love our new chatters, and please just keep coming. We do recognize you. We do see you, and we so appreciate you. All right, Susan, girlfriend, so now where are your credentials? Because I know you've got a lot of them.
God, there for a moment you sounded like Sally Fields accepting her Academy Award. Oh, my God, you like me. You like me. And you know what that did to her? That tanked her career. So be careful.
I love it. You know me. Sally Fields, big hat, wings. You know, I can fly anywhere.
Well, I'd like to thank all our listeners today for tuning in to Bonnie and I. We, of course, you know, we just have such a good time on air with all of you. And so I'll introduce myself. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun. She likes to say crime. I say fun. Say potatoes and potatoes. That's right. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret one soul journey. You hear that little voice in the background. That's Bonnie saying, potatoes, potatoes. I have 18 years. Akashic. Okay. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach. I'm also a holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com, which before I go any further, I want to make it clear that Bonnie lays claim to channeling this book first and sending me all the information so that I could do all the hard work to write it down. So I forewarn any guest that comes onto the show that if you have a book, be prepared for that she's going to tell you that she channeled the book for you. I just want to do a heads up.
Thank you, Susan. Yes. Finally, I mean, you know what, girlfriend? I am just so happy you gave me that credit because I really, that book is so banging. I love it. It's, again, I'm going to let you talk, but I just have to say, because you know how I get so excited about my book, even though it has your name on it, it is a book that absolutely bridges the gap between the spirit world and our physical plane. I've used it in my lectures and in my practice in just counseling, and it really, really gives you in clear English what your different life patterns of age is. And with those windows, we can tell what's going on, and you can, when you read this book, understand how your life is set up. And I'm telling you, again, I don't read. For some reason, I don't know, Spirit kind of took that out of me after reading all these books. But I've read my book and Susan's book 3 times. Please, it's not that expensive. I'm asking you to please download it. You can get it. Susan will tell you where to get our book. But you'll use it for time and time again, and you'll hand it to people. I honestly mean it's one of the best books written to describe what happens in our life experience. So, okay, Susan, now you can talk about my book.
Thank you, Bonnie. We did such a good job on it, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, as Bonnie explained, it's basically what is that I wrote the book to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. You can read more about me from my website, szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS. And you can also contact me on my email, szrich@aol.com. I schedule email readings that you can open your Akashic records, also readings on Skype and phone.
Well, you're just so wonderful, and I think everybody should take advantage of that because you are one of the best readers I have ever seen, heard, or been with. So
well,
I can tell
you, Bonnie.
I know. I just love you, and I think that you do such a great job, and I want everybody to know that, yes, you are on the radio, and we just love doing it for you. It's so cool when we see what your Akashic records, and we're able to jump in there and look at your life. It gives us such great pleasure to do it, but if you want anything more or you need to have a longer session, please get a hold of Susan because she is fab. All of our readers are.
Well,
Susan.
Well, you know, Well, you know, I want to share with our listeners just a little piece of information of actually how Bonnie and I met a while back. And that is this actually did come to me for a reading. And from that experience, from that meeting, our friendship grew. And the interesting thing about it is that as I was reading her and giving her all this information, she basically was sitting there telling me and said, you know, you and I are going to be doing something together. I don't know what it is. It's like we're going to have a practice or we're going to have something, but you and I are going to be doing something together. And, of course, I looked at her and went, yeah, right. And guess what? Bonnie happened to be right. So that gives you an idea. Yes, that gives you an idea of also how gifted Bonnie is.
Oh, you're so sweet, and I love you so much, but I know these people, they don't want to hear about us because I could tell everybody till the cows come home and the full moon that just was yesterday how much and wonderful you are and how I adore you, and you know that, and all my co-hosts know that. They know I adore all of them, and I know that you are so wonderful, but I think the readers are going to want to hear about them, even though it's me in the first.
Yes, I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, Susan, your first guest, and I'm so excited to tell everybody this. I don't usually do this because my sister, who is also gifted herself, never wants to do anything I want her to do. She has, I think I drug her in with a rope, Susan, but I think she's ready to have her Akashic record open. So with no more ado, I am going to introduce you to my sister, who I know you've met before. But everybody out there, this is my sister, Heidi. Like I said, I usually don't do this, but I kind of want her to have her Akashic record open. So I'm not going to talk. I'm going to hand her over to you, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Heidi. So you got bullied again by Bonnie, right?
I did, yeah, uh-huh.
Oh,
No, I know exactly what it is that when Bonnie gets a bee in her bonnet, there's no saying no. So
right.
Welcome, Heidi, welcome.
Thank you, Susan. I'm glad to be here.
Really?
Okay. So, I thought you were going to be quiet.
Okay, I will. All right, I'll try. Okay, I'm going to zip my mouth, but it won't be for long.
I know it's tough, but you be quiet for a little while. Okay, Heidi, let's start with I have met you, and I do know you, and I have never gone into your Akashic records, so it'll be kind of interesting. I know a little something about you, and which you actually will only enhance the information that comes through. And, of course, as I tell all the readers or listeners, is that it's not like that I'm opening your Akashic for you. You're giving me permission, and you actually permission to look at them, and you actually open them for me. And then through symbols and pictures and other different visuals, they give me what you wrote for your life journey. So starting on that, let's go with asking you how old you are.
I'm 53. Oops.
Yeah, 53. Okay. Well, you're, of course, in what they call cryon return. And cryon return is when the soul window is the biggest and the dreaming soul is fully awakened. And the higher self is, in direct communication. I mean, and it's a redo, reset. Reevaluate. It's rugs being pulled out from underneath us. It's questioning, you know, what we're here for, our value, and it rolls over us like a Mack truck. And this started happening for you probably about 48, I would say 47, 48, where your life just kind of took some major severe turns because of emotional choices. And it was all written as it was so. So people think that when we go into cry and return and all of these, like walls come tumbling down, careers come crashing, relationships go south. You know, we think, wow, what did I do wrong? And most of it is predestined in order for us to have all of our crutches taken away from us, our physical crutches taken away from us, so that we're stripped down, that we're only left with us. And sometimes that gets pretty scary when you're, like, in a room alone with yourself.
No, you
feel the room with your ego, Bonnie. There's no question about that.
There's no room for me.
So the next thing that I want to ask you is about the career that you're doing now and careers that you've had in the past.
Yep. You want to know what I'm doing now? Career-wise, I changed it up. I'm working part-time for an eye doctor, and I'm going back to school to be an esthetician. So I changed it up maybe about a month ago and just was working for medical physicians, and then I also was doing management for Clinique Cosmetics. So I stopped that, and then I went forward and changed it all up, quit my job and took a chance.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. What happens in this particular soul window? We question everything, and a lot of times it has to do with taking a different look at our value and the choices that we made in the past, and go, well, that didn't work, that did work, I like that, but you know, now's the time to either go for it or adjust what it is that we're already in. And with you, you're still kind of doing the same thing and the same energy, all right, but it's more about you being more empowered, what you do, versus of servant energy. Does that
gotcha.
You understand what I mean by that? Okay.
Yes. I'm going to work for myself, no one else.
Yeah. I mean, it's about reevaluating how you value yourself and what it is that you give. You're over the top in terms of service, okay, and that has a lot to do with past life imprints, but what you're trying to learn to do in this soul window is that over the top of wanting to do a good job of you know, if you ask me 100%, I'll give you 120. And what you're trying to do now is to position yourself to be in a career where that kind of enthusiasm is appreciated, but also to learn how to, if you're going to give 120%, you give the 100% to your job and save that 20% for you.
Gotcha.
Versus of you giving it all away.
That's right. I'm taking some for me.
Yes. So, you sound so much like your sister on the phone. I've never spoken to you on the phone. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
But you scream a lot less. Okay.
I do scream. I'm less excited.
Well, Bonnie screams all the time. So what would you consider your gifts?
Me? Of course. It's all about Bonnie right now. But my gifts, I guess, are being able to work well with people and understand, I guess, people. And my gifts are being, I guess, not intuitive, but able to be...
Yes, that would be a good word.
Different situations, I guess, yeah.
Intuitive would be a good word.
Okay. Yeah.
It would be a good word. And what is it that you like most about yourself?
Her hair.
Right now, anyway, it's a lot better. What I like about myself is that I...
I'm motivated, and I do. I'm into health and fitness, and that's what I like. I like being healthy and fit. And
okay.
Yeah. So I guess that would what I'd be like about myself. That okay. that I feel like
okay.
Helping myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. The first thing when your book opened, there was an interesting kind of sequence because it just kind of like grew versus of just appearing. The first thing that I picked up is that your tools in this life, which is going to be kind of sound unusual, but what it showed is that it showed me a shadow, okay? And I'll tell you what that means in just a moment. And the bottom of it, part of it, which is what it is that the karma that you came here to address, it was gold coins and jewelry and gems, and it was like a king's ransom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it was just all this kind of sparkling value and worth, material, okay? And so that's what you've come here to address. The shadow that I see here is that the tools that you have used, to me this is like so glaringly in your face that you can't miss it, is that the tools that you're using here in order to discover your true value, your true worth, is that you're under the shadow of others always. Ever since you've been little, okay, whether it be family or friends or job, it's like that you're like how they show it to me is like you're like this beautiful flower who is always in the shadow of bigger flowers, okay, and never gets the full effect of the sun, but doesn't know quite how to push the flowers aside in order to receive the full sunlight to blossom into your full beauty. Okay, and mm-hmm. So what your journey here is that the imprint is that you've had several past lives where you've been. There's never been in question in terms of what your value and worth was in terms of where you were. It was like that you were born into it, that it was you were exceptionally beautiful, exceptionally talented, born into wealth. So it was never, and they flash Beyonce in front of me, and blessed in terms of like how you grasp with beauty and grace and all of those things and very fortunate that you were at the right time at the right place, and you've had a few lives like that, okay, but what you can't come here to do is to learn the value of who you are. Not connected to anything outside of yourself. It's like if you were stripped naked in a field, sitting there meditating 24 hours a day and didn't lift a finger to help anyone or make any communication, your value would be worth that gold box, okay? And mm-hmm. the shadows that you've chosen, now you chose to surround yourself with, and you're attracted to this, big personalities, a lot of smoke and mirrors, okay, a lot of firecrackers, boom, bang kind of thing. You're attracted to this because this is what your past lives have been, okay, and it's like, mm-hmm. but this lifetime, it's about You have a very gentle soul, very gentle heart, and you get your feelings hurt extremely easy. Okay, and basically, this shadow that you created for yourself, it's like your ego tells you that it's a bully, that it is to keep you down, to keep you apart, to keep you away, to keep you from. And then actually what the shadow is a creation of your own when you wrote it, so that you could let the light shine from within in terms of who you are and what you are. Love is the biggest factor here, okay? It is about loving yourself regardless of whatever your external goings on are right now. And this change in career is a major, major factor in terms of claiming your own. It's like I just see you always in the shadow of a shadow of a husband or a shadow of a family member or a shadow of and it's like there's a part of you that there's a part of you that is accepting of that, because it's like, well, I'm not like you, so I can't create that. You're not supposed to. Okay? It was never meant, you were never meant to be the enormity of a personality or a life that creates that kind of a shadow. But what you were meant to do in this life is to come out of the shadow and express that gentle love of self in quietness and generosity and sweetness. You know, you've got all this sweetness and heart going on, and you need to move it out of the shadow, out of big personalities or big succeedings or something like that. You've got a male energy. I mean, a male partner coming in, and I think that shut up. Release the Kraken.
That's the shadow I'm living under.
I know. It's like, I'm sorry, Bonnie. I didn't mean to say that. It just rolled out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. It's like the bad season.
Hey, sister, I get it. I'm trying hard.
But it's like, whereas before, in terms of and as you move more into this, it's coming 54, 55, 56 is a blossoming time for you. I mean, a opening of heart time for you. And the kind of men that you have drawn into your life before, it was always a reaching up and hanging on for dear life. Okay? And you were kind of like, it's like, as long as you're of use to me, then you can tag along. You can be there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. But this new male energy that's coming into your life is more of a low-key, more of a gentle, more of a quiet. But what I'm hearing is that they walk softly, carry a big stick. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't mean that in any other way except why I said it.
I love that.
Behave with big ladies out there. Okay.
And I love that big stick.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So so it's like there's this quiet power that instead of the thunder that you have always been looking for, that in hopes that it would pull you up out of the shadow, not recognizing that the very person that was creating the thunder was creating the shadow also.
Gotcha.
Has that made any sense to you?
Yes, uh-huh. It does make sense to me, yep.
Well, Susan, can I ask you one question on behalf of my sister?
Yes, 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 yes.
Has she met him already?
Are you trying to marry her off? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes.
She's more concerned about my love life than I am.
I know. I have a younger sister, too, I'm going to tell you. And older sisters are the worst. It's like, you know, let's get her married off, you know. I believe that I think that it is a possible acquaintance that maybe someone that you already know that is invisible to you right now. And,
okay.
You
hope it's John. I'm hoping it's this guy named John.
It's not going to be like all of a sudden you turn around and go, oh, my God, I'm, like, so in love with this guy. What's going to happen is that because of this, because you can't see him right now, and I don't mean physically see him. It's because you're in the process of change, of embracing the gentleness of who you are, and until that transformation grabs hold, it's like the possibility of maybe hooking up with this person or coming back around again with this person is it would never even occur to you. So
right.
You know,
okay.
the kind of man that you're getting ready to attract for this partnership, is not anybody that you could envision right now.
Right.
You've got about another year of transformation, but things are definitely on the way to getting better. There's no question about it.
Great, thank you.
Thank you,
Susan. I really appreciate everything. Thank you very much. It was a great reading. Thank you.
Well, Susan,
welcome, Heidi.
Thank you.
I'm so glad now it's about me. I can make it all about me now because
it's out of being about her.
I'm
and I know.
Shadow.
I know. Well, you know.
Honey,
so,
no one's ever stopped at making it about you. The only person that stops that is just like, excuse me, Bonnie, but this is not about you.
I know, and that's you, but that's okay because my sister, I'm sure, was very happy to have, hello, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay. My sister was very happy to have that reading, and I know there are people waiting. We have a whole board full of people, so I am going to take our next victim. That's 660. 660, you are on with Bonnie and Susan, and finally I get to talk. Who am I speaking to? Oh, 660, you're on. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are we speaking to?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. This is Bonnie.
Hello.
And I'm so excited because guess what? After hearing my sister, I was sitting there, and I just couldn't wait to talk because, see, with my sister, I can't really read because I already know her. So guess what, Mary? You are going to have Bonnie and Susan. Hi!
Yay!
Hi, Mary. Is this my wonderful email acquaintance?
Yes, that would be me.
Wonderful, wonderful. This is
so
Mary. Who I told you about Bonnie.
You make it a little noisy. I'm plus one.
I'm so excited, Mary. I don't know who you are, and I want everybody to know that in chat. I've never met you. I've never even talked to you. But I am so happy that you called, and Mary, girlfriend, you're in for a wild ride. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Okay, Mary. I'm echoing. Let's see. Have you got something going on with your mic?
Can you? Is it better?
Okay. Am I echoing now? No, I'm not echoing anymore. Okay. All right. So Mary is a. The only thing I know about Mary is that Mary is a wonderful intuitive, and an acquaintance of a new acquaintance, relatively new acquaintance of mine, and she's called to get in an Akashic Records open and to see what wonderful information that comes out. So the first thing I want to ask you is how old you are?
32.
Okay. Oh, girlfriend, you're older than me because I'm 15. So I'm so happy.
Oh.
At least we have, I mean, it just seems like everybody's older than me, doesn't it, Susan?
Everyone is. Trust me, everyone is older than you.
Thank you.
So, yes, you're in the soul window where basically you're coming in out of young girl ways. You're not quite into the soul window where you're looking at that mortality kind of thing, but still it's you're feeling that youth is not something that you can relate to. Maybe for the first time you're hearing you're saying, like, like teenagers and 20-year-old in their 20s, you're going, God, it's like those young people like that. So it's that first recognition that you are leaving young girl ways behind. It's when you really grab hold of that you want to do life in a grown-up way. And so that's the soul window that you're in right now. And the next thing that I want to ask you is that what do you do for careers or have done for career?
Actually in nursing.
Oh, Mary, I love you, because guess what? Did you hear in the beginning? I'm a nurse.
Yes, you're a little bit higher than I am. I'm just an LPN, but yes.
Oh, honey,
okay.
It doesn't matter. We're all taking care of bodies, and nobody can see what initials we have when we are actually taking care of them. Now do that.
Okay,
true.
And you're doing
very
that now?
Right now I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, so you're a stay-at-home mom. Okay, and how old are your kids?
I've got a 7-year-old and then an 8-month-old.
Oh, I love that, Mary. You know what? My kids are 7 years apart too. I think yours are 6. But do you know what? I've got to tell you, and I know I'm going to be clamped down for a little bit here, but I've got to tell you about people in nursing. I can already feel your energy. But I've got to tell you that people that go into nursing, LPN, NA, CNA, any type, they have such a love and a service for people. And I'm just so in awe, even though I'm a nurse. Every day I thank people for being nurses, LPN, CNAs. We need them, and we need that type of a person. Even when you're not working and you're at home, you're still using those skills and gifts. So thank you, thank you. I love that about you, Mary. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. They're a special, definitely a special type of,
oh, yes,
of person, very nurturing. The next thing that I want to ask you is that what you would consider your gifts?
I have several. I am a medium, very intuitive. I don't like to see spirits, although I can sometimes, and I can also get messages.
I'll take them, Mary. Send them over here. I already have one. Please send them. I want them.
Don't
let me have them. Party in the house. I got it. Okay.
Okay. And so you're a medium and intuitive, and you also see spirit occasionally, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And what are the things that you like the most about yourself?
I'm very caring, despite what life's thrown at me. It's one of the things I like the most. I love being a mom. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the two major ones for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, interesting when the book awakened for you, because it's like isn't that interesting? I said the book awakened. It's like it's a living object. I think it probably is. It's a living energy. It's almost like what I'm seeing,
Susan.
Yes.
If it's a living energy, don't feed it with your food, otherwise it will die. Okay.
Don't turn it with water.
I said, just don't feed it with the food you make. It'll die. But I'm only kidding.
Oh, you had to get that secret out, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mary. Both Susan and I, like, I hate to use the word suck, but we're just not really great at cooking. So I just had to say that if she's got a living entity there,
yeah,
I mean, don't feed.
Yeah, you don't want to come to our house for supper. No, you don't, you know. Not unless you order in. That's for sure.
Or let my husband and son cook for you. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Susan. I'm such a crazy today. But go ahead.
Well, what it is that the incision is, it's really interesting. I'm echoing again, Bonnie.
I don't have you as an echo here.
Okay.
Do you hear her as an echo, Mary?
Yes, I hear her as an echo.
Yes, she's hearing me as an echo. I'm hearing it. No, it's gone now. Okay.
Yep, gone now.
So, what it is that I'm seeing here is that the top part of what it is that your tools are, it's like there's this kind of like a bird's nest, all right, which is like a bird would do. I mean, with the twigs and the nesting and the cotton and everything. So it's obviously that there's a nesting energy there. And then I've never seen this before, a split like this, okay? And then the top part of it is, it's like all these stars and there's sky rockets and, fireworks and you know, like New Year's Eve, you know, like that kind of thing. So I'm going to let that sit for a while and I'll go back to that, but it's like it's an interesting. And what it lies on is looks like barbed wire, all right? And what I'm going to, and that's the karma that you bring in terms of what you what you're trying to address or you're trying to experience. So what it is that I think that I'm seeing here, and with my interpretation, is that going into what you bring into the imprint is a lot of persecution, okay, gifts, about, I would say, probably you were involved in the Salem witch hunts, they went after midwives. I mean, that basically so that they could get their property. That's what the Salem witch hunts were about. There's fear. See, your baby confirmed that. But it's not all of that. It's not like that you came in with fear of your gift, okay? But it's like you have alternating where you have a life that you were revered for it and then persecuted, respected and persecuted. I don't know why your soul chose to experience such extremes, but it feels like it has to do with understanding where your gifts come from. Okay, that there seems to be a question as to how it is that they show up within you. Okay, so and now what this lifetime is about, this nesting here, is about that you have quieted down, settled in. The gifts are very powerful, still there. But what you are doing is that you are genetically passing them along, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily meaning that your children are going to become professional mediums or anything like that, but your empathic gifts, your gifts of dream prophecy, your ability to read people. You're passing all of these gifts on a straight line heritage towards your children. All right. And also, this nesting part has to do with, it feels like that it's something that you missed in some of those lives, that you either didn't have children or decided not to have them, but you're the nurturing, mothering part, there was a hole there. Either that you abandon your children to be of service, like, you know, you went into temple and there was, I forget what, there was a movie that I saw once that that you, they never knew when this particular gift came about. And when the gift appeared, sometimes it appeared young and sometimes it appeared old, when they were older. And sometimes women would already be married and have children, and all of a sudden they would portray these gifts that were considered by the government or the ruling society as blessed, and they were immediately taken from their family and put into temple. Okay, so these were the experiences in past lives that that you've had or not had children at all. So it looks like what you've decided to do, this is that, you know, in our famous cry is to have it all. Okay,
Yes,
and it's like, so you have the nurturing. That's why you are enjoying being a mother so much. Is it because it feels like something that you missed out on in past life, and so you're kind of relishing every moment of it? But plus the souls that you chose to become children to. Now, one's matriarchal and one's patriarchal. Is your older one a boy?
That's
what
I think.
Is your older one a boy?
No, girl.
A girl? And mm-hmm. And what's your baby?
Boy.
A boy. Okay. Your older one is a matriarchal child. Your boy is a gift, okay? And he's a patriarchal, okay? Meaning that he has the father's imprints, the unusual thing is that you are also passing your genetic gifts on to him too, which is unusual. Okay, but that tells you how strong you are in terms of how nesting and being a maternal mother is important, and how you felt that you wanted to pass these gifts on to them. Now, your daughter, she's a shoo-in. I mean, she feels like she's a little clone. Okay, and but yet definitely her own personality, and going to put her own slant on whatever gifts that you give her. She seems to be really creative and doesn't miss a thing, not a thing. Feels everything, senses everything, and you'll see that get really strong up until the age of 12, and then it's just going to go away and not come back until she's probably in her late 20s, which is a usual pattern for people that are strongly gifted, okay? Because hormones, raging hormones, and spiritual rewiring don't go well together at all.
No.
Yeah. And so that's the nurturing and the mothering part. When you hit about your late 40s, maybe 44, 45, when you're just right before you get hit cry on return, but you're still coming out of that mortality soul window, anything that you think you can do now a thousandfold. I mean,
oh, wow.
And I don't know what you're going to do with it, but the thing is that it feels like that it's going to move possibly into healing, into spiritual education, into teaching others about how they can connect with the energies that move within themselves. It's like one of the gifts that I acquired accidentally when I was healing is the ability of course. Everything funnels through for Bonnie. It's like I just have to remember that. It's like the body looks like a big circuitry board to me, and it's all like an energy kind of. It shows me where the blockages are and how things flow, and it's something like this. It's like when you hit that age. All these skills that you have, being a medium and intuitive and dealing with spirit, it feels like that it's going to shift over into healing big time. And you're going to be able to use all of those gifts to do that. And that's, of course, why it is that you begin your career in nursing, because it's going to center around in teaching people how to self-heal.
Yeah.
Talk to the body. Talk to the body.
That's right. Talk to the body. Talk to the soul.
Yes. So, Mary, before I let the Kraken loose, is there any last question that you would like to ask me?
No, that makes sense. A lot of what you said, yes. The healing I did not actually tell you about. So, yes, pick that up.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the good news is, Mary, you're with me now, too. See, I get to talk. See, because of my sister, I couldn't. So, I have the weirdest vision, and I don't know why, because when Susan said she thought your oldest was a boy, I'm seeing a child in front of me that could be anywhere from 7 to 12 years old, and I'm seeing bangs and long hair, and I'm seeing more like the person I'm seeing, and I could have sworn he has dirty blonde hair, but it's long. It's past the shoulders. So maybe it's a girl that is more of a tomboy, you know, which is what maybe I'm picking up. I'm not quite sure. But I'll tell you, let me begin by telling you who's here with me. Who's here with me is a grandmother, maybe twice removed. So I don't know if you knew your grandmother. Your grandmother's still on the earth plane from your mother's side.
No, none of them are.
Okay. Well, it's your grandmother. And what she says is, you got the gift from me. We couldn't talk about this, but I had the eye. Now, I don't usually explain things like an eye. So this grandmother either had clear blue eyes or very light. Something was different about her eyes. Do you know which grandmother this was? Or you didn't know your grandmother?
Unfortunately, I did not get to know them.
Okay. Well, anyway, she's showing me this big eye, and it's really clear, and it looks like it's blue. So I'm not quite sure why. I don't know what color eyes or what's your pattern there. But she also came to me and threw an apron on and handed me a bunch of cookies, and they're chocolate chip. And she said that it's not necessarily that you love chocolate chip cookies. It's kind of the only thing maybe the kids like or that you make. So do you make any cookies? Or did you eat cookies? Okay, did you eat cookies?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because she's showing me cookies, 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 and they look like they're chocolate chip cookies, because I really want to say they're oatmeal, but they're not, they're chocolate chip. She said that you feel that you can't discuss your gifts because somebody in your family, on your husband's side, would not approve. Do you understand what this means?
No, actually I don't.
Okay, do they know
so
you have
I'm
any...
not married currently. I've never been married.
Okay.
For sure.
Could it be your children's father?
One of them particularly, yes.
Okay, because, you know, the thing is, if they know sometimes and they don't approve, you know, that could hit inhibit with your children. So
he's just
I know
shady.
Probably that, yeah, well, I'm going to tell you that you don't tell anything to them. So, and that what's playing for me is quiet on the ocean front. So it means, you know, ocean runs deep and it can be really volatile at times, but when it's quiet, it's quiet. And you're kind of like an ocean that's quiet, but you rumble underneath very deep, which means to me that you've got a lot of really good gifts, but you really don't share them with anybody. And you're very, very, very skeptical about who you deal with and how you tell what anything in life about, not just your gifts.
Yes.
Also, they're showing me really, like, this is crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. They're showing me rawhide ropes with, like, a shell or a stone on it. It looks like maybe, like, you know how you had those necklaces that they're rawhide with, you know, like you tie them in the back of your neck, you know, and they have like a stone or a shell, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're on that person's neck. So I don't know if you ever have, I mean, I don't know if you know who this is, and I don't know if it sounds like it would be your daughter, but this person was young, either, you know, that is on the earth plane. It's more like a tomboy girl and kind of with no shoes and kind of has this rawhide rope around their neck. And if it isn't, it's somebody in spirit because they're showing me real quick. I mean, it's been with me the whole time. They're also using the word puka shells, and that's an old term. So I almost wonder if, do you know what puka shells are?
Yes, I've seen what they are, yes.
Okay, do you have any puka shells?
Actually, no, I don't have any.
Okay, do you know anybody that does? Or does your kids have any puka shells? Because they're showing me, and I wouldn't use that term puka shells to save my life because I'm just not a puka shell girl. But they're showing me puka
no.
shells, rawhide ropes, shells on a stone. And what they're saying, and it's, I have a boy here with long hair. He's wearing this rawhide necklace, and his hair is dirty blonde. And I don't know if this is a relative or somebody in spirit, but they're young. So, you might want to think about it. Or if I know you're a medium yourself, so maybe you can see mm-hmm. him or her. Because I'm not getting really what it is. I'm feeling a male energy, which is, you know, but I'm seeing more of a female face. So do you know if anybody in your family has passed away early?
Unfortunately, I don't know much of my family.
Okay.
So due to childhood issues, I'll get, yeah.
Well, this person that's showing themselves to me looks like it might, because of puka shells, it's got to be, even though they're young, could be that they're older now. But they're right in the forefront. He is standing there with a somber face. So I'm sure that it's, you know, whoever this was, either you don't have contact with or he has passed away. So, but he's showing me to you, he's showing himself to me to show you. So you do have somebody in spirit that's a young person and they are watching over you or watching over your kids because they are very deep, deep thinkers. He's showing himself to me like right here. So maybe you can go back and take a look, see what you've got in your, you know, past. But you wouldn't miss this kit. I mean, like I said, if you've got the puka shells, the rawhide ropes with the shell hanging from it around his neck, he's got long hair to his shoulders, dirty blonde bangs, and he just has, you know, it looks like he's been outside, more like like at a beach type scene.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look, see what you can come up with. But he's here right now with your grandmother. And I don't know, you know, like I said, your grandmother is taking credit for your gift. And
yes.
This boy might be, you know what, maybe this boy is, what color hair is your son have?
He's going to have a kind of dishwater color. So
is dishwater dirty blonde?
It's going to be more on the darker blonde side. I wouldn't say blonde, kind of in between a dark brown and blonde.
Okay, because this might be him saying he's going to be a very natural boy. So I just, as he's so much in front of me, he might have a lot of spirit with him. And again, because I know that he does have a lot of spirit with him, this might be how he's going to look in, you know, around 12. So he might be just showing you what his spirit looks like. But I hope that we've given you some help today. And if you have any questions for me, please ask.
The old infamous, famous question, relationship current. Do you see anything at all for that? Or the health, either or would be perfect for me. Those are my two little thorns on my side currently.
Do you have something like a fibromyalgia or something like anything that you're tired or, you know, I just get a feeling of more or less that there's nothing physically like that you could say, oh, you have a broken arm or you got a broken leg or your heart is not working. But I feel like you've got fatigue. Do you have fatigue?
Yeah, you have the fibromyalgia right on now. Yes, indeed.
So what I'm going to tell you is there's new things out for fibromyalgia, girlfriend. I don't know if you are you like all natural. Because I'm a nurse, I don't do all natural, although I like it. But there's all kinds of new stuff for fibromyalgia. And I do want to tell you about one of the girls that does healing on our show. Her name is Laura Pierrett, P-I-E-R-A-T-T. She cured herself of fibromyalgia. She was in bed almost for a few months. So if you go to her website and give her a – do you know who she is?
Yeah. You should definitely think about maybe calling in on when she appears again or go to her website and see if she gives free daily doses of healing love sessions that you can listen to. And, she's awesome, absolutely awesome.
Well, and she had the fibromyalgia thing. Now, I do have friends with fibromyalgia that are nurses, and they do take medicine. There's some new medicines out. But I do feel like they're telling me that it'll come and go sometimes, which is fibromyalgia anyway. But they're telling me, I say a year and two months, maybe either you're going to really change your life or you're going to start really feeling better. I kind of see that, you know, you're asking me about love, and they're saying that there are people around you, but that I'm thinking that, you know, you're not really going to be in a total relationship that you can, like, count on and be open to for another 23 months. So but they're telling me there are people around you. Do you already have somebody in mind?
Romantic-wise, no. People around me, I got a few close, very, very good friends that are just awesome. So.
Okay, but how about men?
No. Mm-mm. I have current boyfriends, so that's about it.
That's right. Well, that's what I hear, that you had one, that you've got somebody around you. But about 23 months is when you can really count on whatever is going to happen with this guy or without him. You'll be 23 months is when you are going to really make a big change in your either you're going to fall in love with the one you're with, or he's going to fall in love with you, or there'll be somebody else walking into your life. I can't see that. But what Spirit is telling me is you already had someone. So I knew that. And I know by you asking me, you're not real happy with the relationship. But I kind of think that it'll fizzle out and you'll see a new one coming in about 23 months. So I hope that I hate giving that kind of news. But, when one door shuts, other ones open.
Yes, you're correct on that. Yes, indeed.
Well, honey,
you're
I
due.
Hope we helped
yeah,
you
definitely, you're due.
Yeah. So, honey, I hope we helped you out. And you know what? We love you with any of your gifts. I've got to tell you, if you sign up and you get in chat, we have a lot of psychics, mediums, empaths, the best of the best. I love my peeps.
get in there and talk, because if you're not doing it on the outside, you might really love that chat room, because we do answer questions. You've got a lot of mediums in there, and you can answer questions too. So if you, you know, just sign up, it's free, go ahead in. Every day, we're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll get addicted to chat, like my chatters, and they all, you know, everyone is very talented. So go ahead in there and have fun.
All right. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this. This was a great gift. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye, Mary. Oh, my goodness, what an adorable girl. You know me, and I love nurses. I want to shout out to everybody in chat. I love you all. I know we have Chris from Curious Times. Chris, I love you, girlfriend. Please listen to Chris. She's on every day. It's amazing. She's on 10 to 12. Chris with Curious Times. She's on 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, because I know she's out of Canada. And unless you look up her show, Curious Times, you can find the other times. But again, Eastern, she's on 10 to 12 p.m. She has guests on. She has her fabulous Kelly. We've been on her show. You'll love her. Hi, Chris. We so appreciate you in chat, and we love you, girlfriend. Okay, I'm going to take, and we love everybody in chat. I'm going to take the next caller is an 805 number, Susan. 805, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. How can we help you today, and who are we speaking to?
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan. This is Donna, California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
I love California. How is it doing over there? Is it nice weather?
Oh yeah. It's like 82.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. It's like rainy and wet and cold here.
Well, don't you worry, Donna. I'm in Florida, so I'm with you, girlfriend. How can Susan and
Florida.
I help? I know. Well, you know what, Donna? I'm going to tell you something. You know where I really love, and I want everybody to listen, because I'm a New York frame of mind kind of girl. I love the cold, and I've been in Florida so long, I don't even know what cold feels like. So what can we do for you today?
Two little questions. A friend of mine, I think, is going to be passing away soon. I mean, it could be 3, 4, or 5 months. He's an elderly friend. Do you see me going there to be with him? I know his sister's there, but I don't know how long she'll be there, or she'll go back to Canada for a while. And then the other is I met a fellow named Richard in one of my classes. And I didn't know how to meet him, and then, you know, we smiled and everything, and then he came up with an announcement that he's looking for a room, so I called him and left a message that I might know someone that has a room, because he's going to be moving to Santa Barbara.
Okay. Do you want to take this, Susan, or you want me to? You want to take one, I'll take the other, you want to take both? What, do you have any feeling yet?
Okay, what was the first question?
Do you see me going to Boston to be with my friend who's been my friend for many, many years, my elderly friend? Will he ask me to come there, you know, before he transitions on to the other side?
Uh-huh. And
well,
are you asking should you do it, or are you going to do
will
it?
I mean, I have to wait for an invitation. His sister's there now. So he said it wasn't a good time, he said, but maybe later. So I'm wondering if he will ask me to come there when she maybe goes home for a while.
I do see
something. So if you, but it's up to you, Susan, but it's a quick question. So I know I have an answer. Do you have an answer? That's all I'm asking.
Okay. I got an answer. I'll throw it out and see what you have. Okay. Here's what I'm hearing is that I think an offer will come, but I have to tell you, I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm not really sure why. There's something going on there about where his sister is concerned. How old is he?
About 90, and she's 94.
Okay. I have to tell you, I don't think the offer is going to come, I just don't think you're going to follow through with it because of circumstances.
So
I don't know whether he's going, whether he's going to pass or, you know, or all of a sudden get ill and other arrangements are going to be made or something happens with his sister. But I do see the offer coming. I just don't see it being fulfilled.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like
what
it's
do you
six
get?
Months.
What
do you... I got the same thing, but I got a little longer. For she said around 4 months. I think he's, you know, I see about 6 months. And I do feel like, yeah, and I do think the offer is going to come in, but I something's the matter. I pick up something with a sister too. I don't know if she is ill also, or, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Maybe she will go first, so I'm not quite sure. But I do feel like, Susan, I think something's going to happen where you really can't get there, but you want to, and I think you'll be at peace with it. So I do see that you'll be okay. I think that everything happens. It's really weird, but I think everything happens really quickly in a row, and you just don't get there. So I believe that.
The offer comes. I just don't see it being completed for whatever, you know, like I said, he could pass or something changes with you, or I just don't see it being completed.
Is he getting my cards? Because I send mail to him. There's a girl that works there that kind of takes care of him. Are they giving him my mail? Do you know?
Yeah, they are.
I think you're waiting to hear from him.
I'm like a daughter. I'm like a daughter to him. He's been like a father to me for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in constant. I mean, he doesn't have any children. I'm probably the closest person he has.
But can I ask a question, Donna? Is there something I feel that he's not all right in the head? So I do think he gets your stuff and he smiles, but I think you're waiting for an answer like, hey, got this, or acknowledgement, and he really doesn't have any. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, he sees it, knows it. I think he knows it.
He has congenitive heart disease. That's what he has right now.
I know, but I do feel like he's weak. And he's confused.
Forgetful.
So I'm not saying he has Alzheimer's. Yeah, he's forgetful. So, feel like it's a thing that's why you're not hearing or anything. And he'll have times when he won't. But he does get your messages. I mean, I do feel, I feel it makes him happy. So, about the witches.
Can you go and visit him?
Only with an invitation. I wouldn't just pop in, you know. If he calls me, I'll get on a plane and go there. I don't have any responsibilities really here, you know, so I can go and just lock up my apartment and go.
If I were you, I wouldn't wait for an invitation.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Why are you waiting for an invitation? Because if you do wait, you're knocked out.
Just
you know, that's how
take
I feel.
You do see him.
Oh,
yeah.
But see, he said it wasn't a good time, so I have to respect that. Maybe his sister is controlling.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he said later would be good. Maybe the sister's pretty controlling and I mean, I think she'll go back to Canada. She has like 5 cats and then come back later. You know, she's making sure he's stable.
I would be proactive about it if the moment that you see a window, I would take it. Otherwise, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
I love this person very. I love this man very much. I mean, he's been a big part of my life.
Go, because you know, wait for it. I mean, I really believe a lot of it is to save you from grief versus him, and so you don't need to be saved from grief. So I say, when you got a window of opportunity, get in there and
I'll go. All right, I'll do that.
Even if he says, well, now's not a great time.
Just show. Just do what I do. Say yes. You must have said yes because I'm here. So do what you want.
I think it's time to save this stuff. Did you remember? Yeah, don't you remember? You told me to come.
I like that.
All right, and Donna, you asked another question before I get to somebody else. And
there's a fellow in one of my classes. I saw him like 3 weeks ago, and I was talking to this girl, and he like took his attention toward me, and we smiled, and I really was attracted to him. He's about my age, and his name is Richard, and he lives in Los Angeles, but he's moving to Santa Barbara. And I left a message. I got his phone number because he's looking for a temporary place, so I was going to ask him what he wanted. That was just an end to meet him. You know, that I might, well, who knows, I might know somebody that has a room to temporarily, if he comes up for this class, but do you see something developing with him and I?
I think, I mean, what I hear is yes, but in a different way than you think. So I think what you're going to find is that you're going to be very attracted to him, and he's smiling at you, and I think that you'll end up, I say go ask him for coffee, but I see a friendship
good
first. So,
that's
yes,
wonderful.
I'm not seeing anything further than that. But I think you have a tendency of making very close male friendships. And the thing is that he's going to play a role in somehow in your life, and I'm not really sure. I know there was a little bit of flirtation attraction, but you know, it's like you're due to meet somebody, not him, but maybe possibly someone.
Somebody he
him.
Knows. Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. It's worth getting together with him, sister. It's worth getting together. Get him to go for coffee.
Yeah.
Become really good friends. Who knows who he knows? They'll be adorable just like him, and then the match is made in heaven. So
yeah, because what I'm hearing is that he's the pipeline.
Yeah.
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 That's so true how that happens.
I know. Yeah. I'd love that.
I mean, you know, there are no accidents.
Oh.
Yeah, really.
Now, Donna, I am going to tell you that I hope that we've answered both of your questions, and we love
you
your girlfriend. California, please listen and get in and chat and come back and tell us about who you meet from this guy, okay?
Yeah,
right.
Please do.
And let us know
Thank
about
you
your friend. And
all right, I will.
Go for it, Donna. Don't wait. Take your time. Get a little. I think you'll feel when there's an opening. Don't worry about his sister. It's more that he's saving you, so you go for it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do what you want to do, because it's important.
Yeah.
If you wait and miss your window, you're going to feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I know.
And don't let that. You know, spirit will be with you whether they're, you know, I always love this saying, dead or alive, so incarnate or discarnate, but really to say and be there the last time really means something to spirit, so I say go. So, Susan.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Donna.
Great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to take the next caller. Susan, I am going to take the next caller. And the next caller is a 75 number. Is it a 785 number? Just let me. I know we had 785. Oh, wait. 785. 785, you are all live. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. You are live with Bonnie and Susan A to Z. How can we help you?
Hi. I was calling. I would love to get an Akashic reading if you guys are still doing that.
Oh, honey, we are doing it because today and tomorrow is Akashic Records and Spirit Communication. We'll answer questions, and we love them. Like Donna, we just love you, girlfriend. But we love the Akashic Records. So I had to say that, Susan. I know you're waiting to jump in. Who are we speaking with?
Carissa?
Carissa?
Yeah.
Carissa,
okay.
I'm going to hand you over to our expert, but of course I'll be crawling on in there too, or really flying over. Go for it, Susan.
Okay. Did you say your name was Clarissa?
Carissa with Noel.
Oh, Carissa. Okay. The first thing that I want to ask you is how old you are?
37.
Okay. You're in a soul window. where basically you're kind of looking at that whole thing of like, oh my God, I'm not 25 anymore, and we look at the aging process. We look at our maturity. We look at of wanting to, we're full into that grown up kind of woman things, and we reevaluate all of our young girl choices, and sometimes it causes a lot of old ways and old habits and friendships and situations to fall away, and this is the soul window that you're in right now. The next question that I would like to ask is, what do you do for a career and what you have in the past?
Oh, my gosh. My voice just got – I just got, like, something in my throat. Excuse me. Wow. Weird.
You okay?
Yeah. That's weird.
Sometimes that happens. It's like communication. Your throat is directly connected to your power source. As above, so below, and your power source is your solar plexus. So sometimes when your solar plexus knee jerks, it chokes you up.
Mm.
So I asked you about your career.
Was...
So let's hear what that's about.
It's very hard to describe what I do for a career. So I usually just say whatever is most convenient. Like I work on the internet, or I'm a virtual land broker, or I work in Second Life, or I computer program, or I do customer service, or a lot of stuff.
Okay, so basically you're tech, right?
I'm an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur, okay.
Or a tech, sure.
Yeah, okay, but you're an entrepreneur in the tech world? That's what I wanted to know. Okay, and this is all you've done. I mean, you've been in that world in terms of a little bit of this, a little bit of that, in the tech world, right?
Yeah, it's not all I've
okay.
done though. But I mean,
what,
so I've done other stuff. But
what's the other?
I mean,
stuff?
I've waitressed. I've done customer service, and I've done like pharmaceutical research.
What was the last one?
Pharmaceutical research.
Okay. You've been a pharmacist or?
No. Just a research coordinator.
Oh, okay. 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 And what do you consider that your gifts are?
Well, I mean, I can relate to people pretty well, pretty social. So, yeah, my customer service skills are up, and I have, you know, computer programming experience, math experience, open heart. I don't know. There's a lot of talent
okay.
and skills.
Okay. And what is it that you like the most about yourself?
Open heart. Yeah.
Say that again.
Being open.
Okay.
Having an open heart.
Okay. What? Describe that to me.
Empathetic would be a word to use. Relating to others. Relating to myself. Being open to new ideas and new situations, except for when I'm angry.
Okay. Okay. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. You have a I think all people's Akashic records are amazingly interesting because it's like reading a human diagram unfolding. With you, the first thing that I pick up with you is that you're extremely intelligent. Okay, you have a tendency of overthinking things. And because of that, it's like even though your heart is open, there's a little guardedness there because you lead your life with your mind. Okay. Now, the first thing that I saw coming out here is, which I find kind of interesting here, is that which is your tool of creating the life that you want is big question marks. You know how like they have a magician's box and it opens up and there's question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark,
yeah.
Question mark, question mark. Okay, you have an amazing curiosity about everything, okay, and that's kind of why you got this entrepreneurial kind of career going, is that everything fascinates you, and you're not sure where you want to settle down in, because basically you have the ability to be successful at anything that you put your mind to, and but this question mark here also is another tool, is to the curiosity about people. It serves you for your career, but it's also your curiosity about what makes people tick. Okay, you find people a little odd. Okay, confusing. It's like they show one way, and then you discover them to be something else. Okay, and the reason why you are experiencing this in this life is that there's this what you've come to learn here is that it shows a heart with a dagger through it. Okay. Betrayal.
Oh, I love that. Well, I don't like that, but you know, the heart with the dagger is the is Bon Jovi's sign. So I love that. I just have to say that.
Okay. Your whole life is about Bon Jovi. There it is. We're done.
well, you do know my husband looks like him. I wish he could sing like him. And oh my goodness, that would be good.
Yeah.
But I did have to tell you that. Sorry.
Yeah. Just keep on listening to Bon Jovi, and you'll figure it all out. what this is telling me, an interpretation here, is that you come in with the energy of betrayal, okay, of disappointment, but this isn't about betrayal of others. Okay, this is about betrayal to yourself, all right? This is about compromising your integrity, of compromising your beliefs, of making decisions from other places than the heart, okay? And it brought you great sorrow and disappointment in past lives, but that's where you chose to leave. It's like you put your heart aside and just went for power, went for this is not a pleasant my guides are very visual with me, so I'm going to give it to you like this. It's like, I make no judgment whatsoever to our science community when I say this. I don't like it, but I'm not going to say it. It's as our pharmaceutical and our science and our cosmetic community experiment on monkeys and they experiment on mice. And it's like somewhere along the line, they have to remove their heart from what they're doing in terms of the good for all mankind type of thing. They truly believe that the suffering of these animals creates better things. Okay, so now I said it, right? This is the energy pattern that you carry, okay? from past lives is that you compromise your heart. And in this life, what you're trying to do is that you still have that intellectual, and I'm not saying that you experimented on monkeys in your past life. That's not what I'm saying. It's that whatever it is that you did in your past life, it was like the heart equation was left out. And when the soul reincarnated this time, is that it? You made the decision that you were going to find out what makes the heart tick. That's why you have such a curiosity about why people do things, why they make their decisions. And you've got and your career, you're all mind with computer, but yet you're customer service too. It's like you're a people person, but yet you pursue computers, and it's like it's about you are on a mission to find out not about so much about your heart, but other people's hearts, about how they connect, how what makes them tick. And so you haven't reached that point. About 42 is when you're going to fall into a very people-related career, okay, which has to do with, I don't know what I say, it's like of service. That's not that, because that's not what you came here to do, to be of service. Basically, this is all about learning how to trust the heart, trust how to run with the heart. And I know that you say that you have an open heart and you're empathic about empathetic about other people. But I will have to say, when you say that, you do it from observation, not connection.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's observation.
No, when we're all three right, can you believe this? I mean, it's not like we aren't, but when all three are right, I mean, come on.
It can be connections, but when I say that, I did mean the observations that I make. I mean, I can do it through connections, but yes, it's observation.
It's really obvious. Yeah, it's really obvious, and I love you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what this is about is for you to learn how to be heart-to-heart, and that disconnection that you've had in the past life or lives, all right, is getting ready to explode on you when you're about 42, 41. And once again, my guides, they love to just throw visuals in front of me, and I'll give you a perfect example of what is getting ready to happen for you in terms of this is a career-wise, commitment-wise, heart-wise, humanity. It's like Angelina Jolie, okay? When she was in her 20s, when she was in her 20s, you know, she was, you know, hard riding, didn't give a, you know, she was on the edge. I mean, self-destructive, drugs, the whole thing. And then she went to Cambodia and she saw a little baby, fell in love with that little baby. And she adopted that little baby and it changed her whole life. It burst her heart open, and from that point on, she knew that her pathway was to be a humanitarian. And now she's surrounded by children. She's a UN ambassador, and she went from literally night and day because of a small baby looking at her. Okay, so I'm not saying that it's about a child making a difference for you. It could be, but this is the experience that you're going to have somewhere in your early 40s, that all of a sudden you will have found your purpose, and it's a complete heart connection that you will be committed to for the rest of your life.
Oh, I love that girlfriend, because guess what? If you're going to be Angelina Jolie, I'm going to take Brad Pitt. He's my other guy.
You notice I didn't say anything about and try not to take anyone else's husband.
Oh, I know that, but that's
Yeah, but I have to say to you, regardless of how that transpired, obviously those two were meant to be together, because there's definitely something, some kind of karmic spiritual thing going on with them that no one else understands. So,
well,
do you understand it?
Yes, I do, because he hasn't met me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask you anything. I always know it's all about you. So, Carissa, did you understand everything I said to you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that is, you know, kind of what I've been stressing about for quite a while now, it seems, is what exactly I am here to do in the sense of,
I wouldn't worry about it. I would just keep on doing what you're doing, in whatever form it is, it's going to find you. I'm going to tell you. And when it happens, there's not going to be any question in your mind, not at all, about that this is what you want to do for the rest of your life.
And
cool.
You know what? I know. And wait, I have some things for you, too, which are really cool. So is it my turn?
Well, let me before I release the Kraken, okay? Let me ask Carissa, is there anything that you would like to ask me about what it is that I've told you?
Hmm.
A lot to take in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot to take in, and, you know, the whole Angelina Jolie, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, because you're not taking the husband with you, I hate to say it. Even though I'm married, and I hope my husband doesn't hear this, but I know that I told him there was only two people, maybe three, that if they walked into my life, I would just have to tab them, and that would be one of us, Brad Pitt. So I'm sorry you can't have Brad Pitt, Angelina, but that's okay.
Yeah, the whole husband thing that you said was kind of, I guess, not taking anybody else's husband. There has been somebody that I've been in a relationship with who has said that he is going to get divorced, and it's been like 10 years or something.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. He's come sooner than that, girlfriend. Do you want my reading? I have some stuff for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'll be quiet.
Hey, Bonnie is the relationship expert, so I am now going to release her on you.
Okay, good.
Here I go. You know what's really weird, and I know Susan's going to think this is so cool, and I don't know why, but when she opened your Akashic Records, I saw Amelia Earhart in a plane with I never see Amelia Earhart. I'm really sorry, but it was in like a twin plane, prop plane, her, you know, with no top, and she was riding straight for the air. And what I got is really weird, because what they said about, and I saw Amelia Earhart sitting there, and what it said is you'd like to be adventurous, but it has to be structured for you. So that means, like, it can't be me, because I'd be like Amelia Earhart would be way too structured for me. She's too smart. I would never have been able to navigate. I would have just gone up, flown, and fell down. But you have that same kind of energy. It's cool. It's calculating. It's brilliant. It's adventurous to a point. Then it has to all be structured. But it's weird that I saw Amelia Earhart. Do you like to fly?
I don't really mind it, but I don't like commercial flying. Just I don't like the commercial flying really. But I mean,
well, the reason
if I could fly, I would fly without an airplane.
Right. Well, maybe that's
I fly in my dreams all the time.
Yeah, oh, well, maybe that's what they're showing you. You're flying in your dreams, because they also said that you're a loner, that you really don't want to be and you don't consider yourself one, but you really are, because you think just slightly different than everybody else. I have a daughter like that. So you kind of, you want to fit in, you kind of think you do, but you're just a little off kilter, which means that you don't quite get what other people are doing or saying. And that's why I think they showed me Amelia Earhart. You do your own thing. You're brilliant. You're flying, girlfriend, but it's really on your own. So, and then somebody came in, which is really cool. Is your father still around? Because it's either your father or your grandfather. I've got a male here. Do you have a male in spirit?
I have grandfathers.
Okay. This grandfather, and how I'm going to describe him so you can tell me who it is, he keeps showing me he's either, it's a male mechanic or machinist. There's two different words here. He was raised with lots of rules, and he was told that hard work brings a nice life. And so I see him working really hard, and he's working with machines. Now, I don't mean he is like just a laborer. He's kind of tinkering with them, which either he puts them together or he's created them. And the other thing they're telling me is put your nose to the grindstone. That will bring satisfaction. So it showed me that he was a very hardworking, he brought in, an income, and he felt like with the income came hard work, but it was with kind of, it looks like machines. I'm not sure who it is for you.
I think that might be my grandpa,
yeah. Yeah. And then he said that there's a man waiting for you, girl, a man. And I'll tell you what he looks like. He's a man, he's hardworking, he's handsome, and he's giving you his, oh my goodness, he has the prettiest smile. He's tall. He looks like he's, I don't see him in like a suit or anything. So I think he's, you're going to meet him. He's kind of a casual, but not casual where I don't see him slouching with like jeans and a t-shirt. But he's kind of walking in. He's got, like, even though it's a T-shirt, it's kind of pressed with, like, chino pants, and he's tall. And he's got the prettiest smile I've ever seen, and he is handing you his heart. So you got somebody coming.
Do you know, about how, well, that's a terrible question to ask, how long?
Well, I'm going to tell you, and you're probably not going to love it. I see the number 13. I know it's not 13 years, so it's either 13 months. I don't think it's 13 weeks. If you ask me within 13 months, which is less than a year or a little over a year, you are going to be in love with this man.
Cool.
I know. And, honey, I'm going to tell you, he's taller than Brad Pitt. And he's a little bit more cleaned up than Brad Pitt, so you don't got to worry.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've been in a relationship? Yeah, how long has it been since you've been in a relationship? Teresa? How long has it been?
I'm in a relationship.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in one now.
Okay. Well, how long has it been? Now I'm going to ask you again. How long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
A long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just because you're attached doesn't mean that you have a relationship. How long have you been with this person?
Well, there's several people. When you say I'm attached, I'm like mentally attached to somebody that I haven't really even talked to for like a year and a half.
It gets kind of
complicated when you have like attachments that you don't even see the person, but it's still an attachment.
It's like physical energy, but yet nothing holding, nothing grabbing, or something like that. Have you been married before?
No, I've never been married.
Okay. I know she said 13 months, so when are you going to be 38?
Just in April. Just a month.
In April?
Actually. A month and a couple
days,
yeah.
Okay, so next month. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that I heard your 41st year, all right? So in your 41st year, that's like your 40th birthday where spirit is concerned. So I think that Bonnie and I are pretty, you know, pretty close on that. But that's what I'm hearing is that you've got a major serious relationship like in your 41st year. So that would, so you're going to be 38. Mine's a little farther out, I think. Yeah, than Bonnie's, but I'm not really sure why. It could be when I see you all settled, when she's basically talking about when you meet him.
When he walks in, yeah. So I'm not talking about a relationship walks in about 13 months. That's what I've got.
Yeah, and what I'm picking up is that I'm seeing you all settled in a relationship and very happy and with forward movement. So I think that that's why our times are different.
Yeah, I don't know what is it, 13 months and then really another 8 months, which would be 2 years. So really it's when they meet and probably when they fall in love. Because when you meet somebody, hopefully you're going to be in that year that you really get to know each other. Because, you know, one thing I always say about love is you can be in lust real quick. But it takes some time to develop love. And I'm the love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues expert. And I'm going to tell you, you can think you're in love, you can say you're in love, but until you really spend at least a year getting to know each other, I just can't say it's love. So
that's a grandma rule. You know, I never forgot, you know, what my great aunt, or what I call my grandma, the grandma rules is that, A1, it's like always look at a man's shoes to see what kind of shoes he wears, and then you'll get an idea of his self-esteem. If they're scuffy, forget them. And it's like, two, never consider marrying anybody until after you've known them for a year. And three is that whenever you let your ego get ahead of you, always remember that you're always going to run into somebody brighter, smarter, and richer and quicker than you. So stay humble.
Well, honey, I will tell you that you've got him coming. I can see him. He's really handsome. He's tall. I can see what he looks like, and he's coming in about 13 months. I do know that energy shifts, so it could be 13, 14, 15 months, but he's coming, baby, and he's coming for you because he's going to hand his heart to you. And I don't think he's a wuss. So I think it's going to be cool.
So how about emotionally able to talk about his feelings? That's huge.
Well, honey, that's going to be up to you. I can just see him handing you his heart. Whatever you do with it is something you have to. It's a major relationship, and that's what you want. Absolutely, then he's going to have to. What you bring to the table and what you accept is how your relationships go. So if this guy doesn't bring it to the table, you get rid of them and you wait for the next opportunity to open. So I just feel like, and Susan feels like, the next big major relationship is coming in between 1 and 2 years, which is, I think, 13 months, I said, and Susan's saying, you know, within two years. I think that is going to be a relationship that you are going to get everything you've asked for if you're upfront with that relationship.
I agree completely.
So, honey, we hope we
helped
you.
Cool, thank you so much. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
We have
thank
another
so
8 minutes left. You're so welcome. Have a great day. So,
yes, thank you, Carissa.
I know there's been a lot of people, and we have the whole board still, and I know what's going to happen because we only have 8 minutes left. If any of you have been waiting, and I see a couple numbers here, tomorrow Susan and I are on. If you get into chat and give Kelly your number, or I will look at chat, give me your number. I will make sure you get on tomorrow. So I do want to tell everybody, I don't want to take anybody in 4 or 6 minutes. So me and Susan are going to talk. Susan, we have
such sweetheart, it takes you that long just to say hello. So we're not going to be able to do any readings.
I know. I can't. I love it. I just wish this show went 4 hours because I think with everybody on the board today, Susan, and everybody in chat, we could have gone 4 or 5 hours. So we do appreciate. We do want to thank everybody.
I know I didn't get to some people, but I really didn't take anybody first. So I'm going to write down the numbers that I see in order. And if you please get in the chat and give me your number, at least the first three, I will know who I didn't take. And you will be first on tomorrow. And if I don't hear from you in chat, I'll assume that you were just listening. I do want to tell everybody that we've got a great couple days coming up, and I love our shows. You know what, Susan? I love everybody that, you know, Kelly and Ron, and we have Peggy coming on, Peg Wolf-Jones. We have Amy Cavanaugh. Thursday is our special guest day, which I don't know if all of you know. We have another special guest, Barbara Mackey, coming the following week. They are all talented in their own right. We have pet healers. We have sound and light healers. We have angel cards. We have mermaid cards. They're all wanting to give you readings, my peeps, my listeners, my callers, my chatters. We have a great opportunity this week to get in on Thursday with an angelic card reader, which is Peg Wolf-Jones. We have a great your mermaid card reader, Amy Cavanaugh. I just might was getting tongue-tied there. And then, you know, Ron and Kelly. Kelly Kultur, she is Arlente and Leica. Don't you laugh. I know that. I don't get tongue-tied, but, you know, sometimes I have to because my legs are crossed right now. I do have to, you know what. So I'm trying to get everything in. Anyway, Ron Cole is our astrologer. He's got somebody this week he's doing. And I know Susan and I bang out Monday and Tuesday. We love you. If we could be on more and more, we would. We appreciate all your follow. We appreciate all of your time that you listen, that you're in chat, and that you actually call and want to speak with us. We are so happy. Susan, I'll let you say hello, too. Hi.
Hi, everyone. It's like you just, you know, got to keep it, you know, tuned to us because our shows are just getting more and more fun. And, you know, Bonnie and I have so much fun together. And it's like, and we just love all the callers. I mean, we were just talking this morning of how wonderfully interesting that and what a great gift and opportunity for us is that as we open your Akashic records is that, you know, we get to experience so many beautiful things as we see your life unfold. It's just wonderful.
It is, you know, it is our pleasure. It's our honor. We love you. We wouldn't be here without you. We hope that we help you. Please drop us a line. You know, you can go to my Facebook or you can drop a line into Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm going to ask Kelly, and I know Kelly's out there. Kelly girl, you know me. I can't get them off. So I really appreciate you going through our mail and answering everybody and getting everybody's phone numbers for the next day. Kelly doesn't have to do it. She wants to do it. She's probably our most technically savvy girl, co-host, actually a girl or a boy, co-host, and she helps us out so much with chat and getting everything together, and I so appreciate you, Kelly. I love you, and you're a great reader, and then you do all this, so both Susan and I are in awe, and we couldn't do this without you, and we can't do it without our chatters, because our chatters are just too cute. They're too adorable. I love getting in chat and seeing you all talk. It makes me happy, and we want to give back to you, so let us know how. Let us know if you can't get on the show. If you cannot get on the show in the first week or two, please Facebook me your number or email me your number or get in chat and tell Kelly your number. We will pick you up, I promise. We'll give you the time and date we're picking you up, and if I've missed you, let me know. Again, we love you. Have a great rest of your day. And please, all of you, we love you. And love is in the air. And I love you, Susan.
Love you too, Bonnie. So get back with us tomorrow for more fun on the airwaves.
For more mischief. Bye, everyone.